Hello, and welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been hearing so much about lately, Dr. Google. I know Dr. Google is the bane of existence for many physicians who are practicing out there. And if you aren't familiar with the term, Dr. Google is kind of what you get when you have people who are experiencing symptoms or have questions or are feeling something in their body, and they go online and they look it up, and they may use Google or some other browser. But you'll often hear doctors complain that, you know, the patient comes in after seeing Dr. Google and tries to tell the doctor what's wrong with them. And so I get questions from the clients that I see in my office. And they'll say, well, all right, I went online and I Googled. And I'll say, great, what did you find out? And it's interesting because one of two things happens. One is people go down a rabbit hole of something that's obscure, very rare, in terms of a diagnosis for their symptoms. Or people go immediately to a very bad diagnosis, a very serious illness. And this happens for a couple of reasons. And one is the algorithms. The algorithms that are embedded and operate within the internet. So when you go into Google and you enter symptoms, you say, I have a headache and insomnia and indigestion, and you enter those symptoms, okay, a number of things are going to happen. One, the first 5-10 results that you get back are going to be sponsored results, sponsored by companies selling a product that would address any one of those symptoms. And they'll attach those symptoms to a diagnosis for which they have a product. So those are sponsored results that come up when you Google, or really when you use most any internet search engine. And obviously, these sites are trying to sell something. So they'll latch on to whatever symptoms you put in. They'll provide a diagnosis, the name of a disease, and their associated drugs or treatments that can help that. Now, does that mean that that's what you have? No, absolutely not. But it does cause people to worry sometimes. Or it does cause people to rush into their doctor and say, oh my gosh, I think I have XYZ diagnosis, okay? And for physicians, this can be very threatening, is the right word, absolutely frustrating, because here's someone who has a lot of education and has seen a lot of symptoms in a lot of people, and you've gone to them and they want to do the diagnosing. Okay. So for fear of sounding like I'm defending physicians in this, because that's not usually my stand if you listen to this podcast enough, just know that that's the thought process. That's what's going on when you hear physicians malign Dr. Google. I'm not a huge fan of looking for your diagnosis or trying to figure out what's wrong with you using a search engine. Like I said, because the algorithms are so, so biased right now. They're biased by sponsored posts and ads that come up. And, you know, interestingly enough, your physician's training is sponsored and paid for by many of those same pharmaceutical companies. They provide huge amounts of money to medical education systems, to universities and medical programs and research programs. So your physician's probably sponsored by a lot of the same ads that Google brings up. But the other piece is that coming to a conclusion just based on a few symptoms without other observations, without other kinds of testing, is really premature. It really is often just a pathway to a pharmaceutical intervention. So, do I use Google? Do I use search engines? Absolutely. And I do it in two different ways. And maybe this will potentially help you. And it can help you in working on your own. It can help you working with your physician. It can make you, more effective when you go in and you talk to your physician about particular symptoms that you might be having. So the two ways that I use search engines when I'm investigating a particular illness is by putting in the illness itself. Now, if you don't know what you have, you can't do this. If you're worried that you have a particular diagnosis, a particular disease, you can certainly look to that disease and you'll get a much more objective list of these are potentially some of the symptoms or some of the observations you would have with this disease. So the data tends to be a little bit less biased and a little bit more factual, just based on definition of what a particular disease involves. And this kind of Googling, this kind of research can be helpful if you or somebody you love has been diagnosed and you're trying to get more information. You can look at a wide variety of sources. You can look at different clinic sources. You can look at different sponsored sources. You can take a good look at a variety of sources that come from a variety of different directions and gather some information about a particular disease. Now, I can't promise you that this won't be biased and it won't be funded, but your information going from disease to symptom will be a little bit more clear and objective than if you just put in symptoms looking for what is the potential disease. The second way that I use Google and would invite you to do searching in the same way is that rather than looking for answers, I use it to ask better questions. So if you, for example, were to search headaches or types of headaches, you may get a variety of descriptions that would then help you better describe to your physician, for example, what kind of headache are you having? Are you having a headache? And again, we'll just use this as an example because it's a fairly common one. And headaches can mean so many different things. If you want to search, if you want to look how headaches are described, it may give you better language to describe to your doctor or your practitioner when you go in to see them. So, for example, you could have a headache with a lot of pressure in the front of your face, and that could be sinus-related headache. You could have headache low in the back of your neck. You could have light sensitivity. You could have sound sensitivity. You could have headaches with nausea involved with them. You could have headaches with visual disturbances, seeing colors or seeing or having your vision become unclear in one eye or in both eyes. All of these descriptions that you may read when you look up, for example, what are the types of headaches, are going to give you a language in order to better convey to your healthcare practitioner what you're experiencing. So that if you didn't have this language, if you didn't go in and learn about these things, then it would not be as easy for him to get to the source or for him to get to the specifics. And some physicians are easier at teasing this information out of patients than others. But if you want to be really sure about how you're sharing this information with your physician, really sure how you describe your symptoms so that you can get the best possible information then and intervention then from your healthcare provider. The internet is a great place to develop that language. It also, when you go to your physician, rather than going online and saying, I looked it up and I think I have this disease, which is going to put him on the defensive most often, him or her. If you go in and you describe very well and very clearly the symptoms that you're having, as well as the symptoms you're not having, it's going to demonstrate that you're willing to learn, to research, to interact. So when I talk about symptoms you're not having, you could very easily say, I'm having headaches. It's on both sides of my head. It feels the same on both sides. I'm sensitive to light, but I don't have any blurred vision. I've not had any nausea. Okay, so you're being very clear and you're demonstrating that you can process a variety of information about this headache rather than someone coming in and just saying, my head hurts. If you go in and say that, you're going to get kind of some questions, but equal level of information back. And when we look at stepping into our health power, when we look at owning our health, we definitely want to develop the language around the description of what we're experiencing. And it's valuable to do that, not only going online and searching, but really developing that language so that when we feel something in our body, when we feel a sensation, we can really think about, what does it feel like? Am I having a tingling pain? Am I having an ache? Am I having, because when we can be descriptive, when we can be more discerning about individual types of information and what we're experiencing, we can not only convey that better, but we can also get better at figuring out maybe where it came from, when it started, and what we need to do something about versus what something that is going to pass on its own. So a big part of having that confidence in dealing with your health is having the language and having the ability to discern amongst a variety of symptoms. So to search or not to search, absolutely. Search names of diseases if you think that that's something that you have going on, or if you have a person in life who has been diagnosed with a particular disease, yeah, go ahead, Google it, learn more about it in order to ask better questions. And if you don't have a specific disease, it's still okay. Go in, search, and develop the language. So again, this is another way of asking better questions. Develop the language around what you're experiencing, so that when you do need to, if you need to communicate it with the healthcare provider, you're going to communicate at a higher level and hopefully get higher level communication coming back to you. So I hope this has been helpful. If you have more questions about Dr. Google, absolutely let me know. And if you would like guidance, if you would like some support working through any kind of medical situation or condition, reach out. I'd be happy to talk to you, and potentially we could work together. So until next week, let's go out and own it.
The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns. Thank you.